Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Hijacking the Runway, How Celebrities Are Stealing the Spotlight from Fashion Designers, by Terry Akins. Read by Exie Sands. Dedication. To Jeannie, with all my love. Prologue. Billion Dollar Babe, Jessica Simpson and the New Age of Celebrity. On a May 2012 episode of Fashion Star, the Friday night NBC reality show competition featuring unknown designers, celebrity judge Jessica Simpson asked a contestant named Nicholas why his designs had so many zippers. A smug Nicholas told Simpson that if she only understood fashion-forward menswear trends, she would get it, adding, "It's very hard to hear the girls giving advice about men's fashion." But Simpson, whose fast-growing namesake fashion label was becoming the millennial generation's answer to Liz Claiborne, wasn't having it. She snapped back, "I'm a little bit offended. Not a little bit, a lot of bit. To talk down to a woman in this business? We're running the world right now, okay? I'm trying to help." She added, chuckling, "I really want to hit you across the face right now." Her smackdown drew cheers from the TV audience as Simpson, the face behind her billion-dollar fashion brand, kept smiling. Who could have ever imagined 15 years earlier that this former teen backup singer from the outskirts of Dallas would have grown up to become a mainstream force in American fashion, with a footprint in European countries like Greece and Spain as well? The Virgin Bride. Simpson's odyssey as a tastemaker had begun in 1997 when the newly signed Sony Music artist met Rachel Zoe, perhaps the most important of the many newcomers who would soon begin entering Simpson's dramatically changing life. Zoe was one of a new breed of Hollywood image makers known as stylists, who were essentially well-paid fashion fixers, using good taste and designer connections.